Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, November 30th, 2005. Today's message is titled, The Persistent Non-Intruder. The scripture text is from Revelation 3, verse 20. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Have you noticed the increase in intrusions in life, often due to modern technology? In so many ways, someone is trying to get in our face, trying to sell us something. This sure does escalate more at this time of year. We've learned to tune these intrusions out, so the intrusions just get louder and more persistent. But today I want to consider a persistent non-intruder. Jesus is a persistent non-intruder. He has been described as the perfect gentleman. The daily text describes his work among the human race in the lives of scores of people this very day. The Apostle John received this remarkable revelation from the ascended Lord. I stand at the door and knock. The Greek tenses can be rendered, I am persistently standing at the door and am persistently knocking. An older expanded translation, Wiest is the name of it, states, I have taken my stand at the door and am politely knocking. And Jesus is doing just that. Most of you have responded and are experiencing the blessing of fellowship divine. You're experiencing the wonderful fellowship with the one who promised, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. But some of you can sense his presence and knocking, but have not yet responded. Why don't you do so today? I want to share a prayer right now that essentially expresses faith in Christ and has been said by millions in opening their lives to the Lord. And that is life's greatest blessing. If you've never said this prayer, you're welcome to say it along with me today in your heart. If you said it, I have said it often just as a reinforcement of the stand that I made. It's often been called the sinner's prayer, and it's a simple prayer that merely expresses faith in God's plan of salvation through Christ. It goes like this. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe that you came to this earth and died on the cross as a substitute for me. I place my faith in you and what you have done for me. I receive you into my life and choose this day to follow and serve you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Saying a prayer like that from your heart is a wonderful beginning to the new life in Christ. And again, it's a prayer that not only in my role as a minister leading others, but when other people say that prayer and I'm part of the congregation, I once again say it from my heart. Well, it's a blessing to share with you today. This ministry is dailyencouragement.net. My wife often writes a prayer along with this, but today we used the prayer that I prayed. She did review my work. Hopefully we cleared up any mistakes. Let me give you an extra feature today that I want to share. I so value ministry on the web. This ministry is a ministry almost completely through modern technology, the web, email, this podcast, and RSS. I do speak in churches and have one-on-one face-to-face ministry, but it's primarily a technologically based web ministry, and I so appreciate others that are using the technology to reach for Christ, and I have especially appreciated a church in Canada that places songs from their worship services up on the web. I periodically use them in this series, and just this morning I was looking for a song and to see that they have revised their site even further and enhanced it, and now they include both audio and video of their services, including individual songs. And what a great way. I commend this church for extending their ministry far beyond the specific geographical area somewhere in British Columbia, Canada. God bless them and all churches that are reaching out through technology, and of course many in more traditional ways as well. If you care to go to the site today, dailyencouragement.net, there are several links to that church's site and songs that you can listen to, including a powerful video of a song that I just used Monday in this series called He Reigns by a group called the Newsboys. I placed an audio up Monday, but this song, sang it in their service along with a wonderful video presentation in the background. If you care to listen to that, you may do so by going again to dailyencouragement.net. What's a real blessing to share with you today? Continue to stay faithful to Jesus Christ and continue to be encouraged.